We think that at times product design, you have to build something tangible in the form of maybe an application. And at times you may not have to build. At times it's more of abstraction and reduction of set processes that a company may have. This is a pitfall that we can get into when you feel that in a certain quarter, all the process changes or organizational reviews and such things. So that's part of product design as well.
Welcome everyone to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast, and today we have Dennis. We'll kick it off. So first question, give me a brief definition of product design.
So I would say it's the art and science of solving key user problems that will generate massive impact. And that massive impact could be a general benefit to many people or in the form of profit for business.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, next question. What's the biggest design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
Yeah, great question. I would say some years back when I was still young in this journey, those are products that we're trying to build based on feedback that we'd only gain from the paying customer. And so, so we ended up building for based on that paying customer, who is the bosses and all that, versus target market or the end consumer, the people who'll be using that product on a day-to-day basis. And so what that meant quickly, or what we realized swiftly, was this will just end up being a shelfware, an item that business people will buy, but the end user will quickly dismiss it off. And the learning there is, you know, yes, there may be different people who are involved in the product you're hoping to build. The person who is paying for it may be different from the person who is going to utilize it. So you need to have a balance, cater for both of them.
Yes, 100%. And that's true mostly in a model where it's B2B.
Yeah.
For B2C, most of the time you get access to paying customers who are still the users. But for B2B, it's always somebody different who's paying and somebody different who's actually using it. So that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Next question. What's one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in air quotes, that you disagree with and why?
We think that at times product design, you have to build something tangible in the form of maybe an application, some website, and at times you may not have to build. At times it's more of abstraction and reduction of set processes that a company may have. This is a pitfall that we can get into when you feel that in a certain quarter, all the process changes or organizational reviews and such things. So that's part of product design as well.
Interesting. Yeah. Rarely do we hear people discussing more about processes and systems. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. Next question. What's the best product design or business advice you've ever received and why?
Earlier on in my career was solve the key problem for your user. Identify what's the cost bit of your solution, then build that. Then for everything else, leverage what exists. You'll only get to build something that has a moat or fortifiable against any entry in the market if you solve it in the best way possible. Then everything else around that core solution you can buy, or anything that exists as baseline in the market, buy that. Then build what you're introducing as a new solution or as something that is solving the critical pain point that your users have.
That's true. That makes a lot of sense.
Because at that time, you'll have saved a lot of cost in having to learn this, the development process and all that. So it will really accelerate getting to market and doing that learning at the very early stage.
So thanks for that. Next question. So what's working best in your design process right now?
For me at the moment is our peer review process. So we are a team here at Wasoko. And getting that flywheel running takes time in terms of the standards and practices around review and using it as a tool for constructive growth versus more of, you know, being timid with each other. So really loving the excellence that peer review process is allowing us to have in our work.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Peer review is really important, especially in a design team. You get to experience some sense check, so you also change the way you're approaching the problem.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so next question. What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
I would say how to be a servant leader. I think a number of designers, you may find that we want to be in the individual contributor space or, you know, just grow in a clear path as a design practitioner. But I think at the same time, for all of us, regardless of your career, it's important to learn how to serve others and how to, you know, build that nature of leadership, either you're a leader or not. Because servant leadership is about empowering others to do impactful work. How can you make the next person who you're working alongside do more and become more? And there are big ways to do that and small tangible ways that one can still incorporate in their day-to-day work.
Thanks for enlightening us. And yes, last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you are?
So I met with my mentor recently and advising me to embrace my generalness. In the past, there's been this nagging concern that I know quite a lot of so many different things. And I was wondering, how can that be involved in my day-to-day work? Or is that okay? Should I maybe consider diving down into one lane? Yeah, and the learning there was, at the stage of career, I mean, it's important. It's good to really learn a lot about different things and to embrace that as the nature of my work as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense in terms of embracing your general perspective. When we grow in the industry, we now have an understanding of how things have been working, where they started, and then probably now we decide let's now specialize.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.